We're going to take a short break for one of our sponsors. I haven't tried this one, but it looks well worth checking out if weight loss has been an ongoing challenge for you. Robody pairs medication options with diet and exercise modifications to achieve your desired goal. Before being prescribed any medication, patients complete an online medical visit, lab test, and more to see if you're right for their program. You can sign up online, which means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Their data shows that average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/untangle. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 a month for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/untangle. Now, back to our show. We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're thinking about starting your own podcast, you might want to check out Spotify. Spotify has a platform that lets you make a podcast super easily and then distribute it everywhere and even monetize it. And all of these features are in one place. And even better, it's free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters. Check it out and see how it works. Now, on to Untangle. In today's special edition of Untangle, meditation studio app teacher Chrissy Carter shares a Thanksgiving meditation. We all have days where it can be challenging to focus on what we're grateful for. We're busy, overwhelmed with work and family. The day just speeds by. But it always, always helps us feel better when we can focus on that which gives us joy, on that which fills our bucket. This holiday, I wish you much joy, and I hope that you are surrounded by those that you love. Now, here's Chrissy's Thanksgiving meditation.
Find a comfortable seat. What's most important to consider is that your seat is genuinely comfortable. Lift and lengthen your spine. Allow your shoulders to relax, the jaw to unhinge, your skin to soften. If and when you feel ready, go ahead and close your eyes. Notice as the eyes close how our own inner environment begins to expand. Become aware of your breathing, the simple inhale and exhale that is with you all day, but of which you may not be aware. Notice how the chest rises and expands on the inhale, and how the body softens and releases on the exhale. As we move towards the Thanksgiving holiday, we're offered the opportunity to contemplate that which we feel grateful for. The stress and anxiety of everyday life can often disconnect us from what's truly important. We lose sight of the bigger picture, focusing instead on making it through the day. Wherever you feel your mind being pulled, gently and compassionately invite it here into the present moment. The softness of your breath in the background, the chest rising and falling. And take a moment to contemplate what you're grateful for. Whatever we focus on expands. As thoughts arise, as worries come, choose to direct your attention to that which brings you joy. It might feel easy to identify something that you feel grateful for. Perhaps it's profound. The love that you have for your family, gratitude for your health, for the well-being of those in your life, for the roof over your head. Other days, it may feel more challenging to identify what you're grateful for, and something as simple as your morning cup of coffee, the sunshine streaming through the windows. Let it be whatever it is. Meet yourself where you are. As you see it in your mind, as you hold it in your heart, ask yourself, what does gratitude feel like? Let that feeling fill you up. Imagine that sense of gratitude within you expanding. And invite yourself to fully participate in the gratitude that you feel. Take a moment here with your breath and continue to focus on that which brings you joy. If the mind wanders off or begins to engage in its own worries, its lists of things to do, the familiar feeling of being overwhelmed that often accompanies the holiday season, know that that's okay. And without entertaining those thoughts, rather choose to focus on the easy inhale and the easy exhale. Hold in your mind and your heart that for which you feel gratitude. Focus on the feeling of gratitude itself. Bring your hands together in front of your chest and bow down to that feeling. Know that it is here within you always. If you begin to feel disconnected as you approach the Thanksgiving holiday. Know that you can return to that which offers you joy, that brings a sense of fullness to your life, for which you feel grateful.